Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend John Lunger.
And we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia in podcast form. So if this is your first episode, thank you for listening and finding us. That's great. We love you. Welcome aboard. But what you're going to hear is us take on a topic and just kind of use our big boy brains and battle head-to-head against what's actually on Wikipedia for said topic. And in fact, we're in the lead right now, Glenn.
We're winning.
We've won 7 of these episodes. Wikipedia's won 6, and we've had 2 ties.
Stupid Wikipedia. You don't even know anything.
Yeah, you're not even sentient yet. Dumb. Wait, yeah, it's not. Skynet hasn't happened, so you don't have a conscious brain. You're just...
Oh, what if it got one, though? We'd probably be pissed that we're doing this.
Ooh. I really feel like if it... Well, when it does get one, right? Like, I don't know. It's probably got bigger fish to fry than 2 out of shape comedians in, you know, Pennsylvania. We're not a high value target, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Maybe. Let's hope so.
Yeah. Hey, you got a topic for us, Glenn? Did you put your feelers out? Do we got something?
I do. I offered like I said, sometimes I just ask for very general things. Today I thought it would be fun because it's summer, it's hot, so I've been wearing my fun time summertime dad hat, which I've been told people do not like.
What? I mean, the hat that you have with you today?
Yes.
No, okay, so it's sort of, what is that? It's not straw, but it's like
oh,
that.
Oh, it's paper, baby.
It's paper?
It is made of paper.
Uh-huh.
It's like a straw-looking dad fedora that I like to wear when I, like, do outside things with my daughter in this.
Yeah, I was gonna say it's a very kind of like, hey, I'm protecting my face and ears from the harmful rays of
the
sun.
I don't do great in the heat. It's got a nice brim on it. It's a little sun faded. I've had it for a while now.
I don't understand what people couldn't like about that.
Well, the fedora has kind of a negative connotation lately because of assholes.
Right.
Where I think it's because there's a subsection of dudes who, to show how like classy they are, will like wear a fedora around and be like, look at me, I'm a fancy boy. But they'll wear it with like just garbage clothes. And
right, it'll be like a fedora, a Gold's Gym t-shirt, and like jorts.
Sure. And rather than like putting any effort into like actually being like a classy guy, they're just like, ah, fuck it, I got the hat, what else do I need? Like, they want to be Don Draper, but they just bought the hat and like not the suit or attitude. He's a bad example because he's actually kind of a bad guy.
Yeah, but I would posit that your hat is sort of like yard work Don Draper.
Yeah, mine, I feel
like you're not, it's not like you're wearing that to like a Michelin star restaurant. You're just
right
wearing
I don't
it.
I feel no self-consciousness about wearing my fun time summertime dad hat, knowing that like people look at a guy in fedora and they think, what an asshole. Because one, as a father of 2 children and a happily married man, I simply don't care. I'm not wearing it to be, like, show potential ladies what like a cool.
Yeah, you're not peacocking.
Fancy boy I am.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
I don't know. I don't like being out in the heat. I want something with a brim. It's nice and light, and you know, I can wear it
sure
with like outdoor clothes, and it's comfortable.
Who's the number one hater here?
The number one hater?
Yeah. Who hates it the most?
Like a specific person who
sure
hates
yeah
hat?
Yeah yeah. Or you could say the relationship that they have to you if you don't want to shame them.
I don't know that it's anyone specific. I just know that like, on like fedora is like a shorthand for like talking about some shitty dude on the internet. Being like, oh, some fedora-wearing asshole.
Right. I wouldn't even consider that a fedora, though. I would have been like, oh, well, Glenn must have been weeding before he got here.
You're right, and people use... We don't have to do an episode on fedoras.
Oh, we're not going to, so...
But people use it to describe more of a general category of hats, because there's a lot of different kinds, but since, you know, in the 50s and 60s, you know, you'd wear a suit, and the hat would be part of the suit. Like, it's the same color material. That's very uncommon today. but it also it had a wider range based on like the brim style, how wide it was. There's a lot of different kinds of brimmed hats, but since they're not as common today, they all just get lumped in under fedora.
Last night I couldn't sleep, so I was watching one of my favorite shows to watch when I can't sleep, which is the, I think it's Showtime original, Into the Badlands, which is like this.
That's an AMC
original. AMC original? Okay, yeah, love it. Nick Frost on there. I feel like Nick Frost and I would be like real good friends.
I've only watched a couple episodes of that, but it seemed like I would like it a lot.
Very much so. Great fight choreography, worth it just for that, and it's a visually stunning show. Some of the acting, but very fun. But some of the wardrobe of one of the groups that fights involves wearing bowler hats, and it's
very Warriors-esque.
Yeah, right. Like, and they've got this like antebellum South kind of vibe going in this post-apocalyptic sort of whatever, and so like it's highly stylized, but like I don't know. It's a bowler hat.
Yeah, you know, fedoras take a lot of heat. I feel like we should direct some of that at people wearing bowlers.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And to Ben Youngerman specifically for his dumb top hat that he wears around sometimes.
Hey, let's bring this back to whatever the fuck we were talking about, right? So you put up a suggestion.
I was asking people specifically for a fashion thing they wanted to know more about.
Oh, good, because we're such fashionable boys.
Inspired by my fun time summertime dad.
I'm wearing a fucking graphic t-shirt right now and flip-flops.
I'm wearing shorts and knockoff Birkenstocks because I'm a fashion boy.
All right. So
I don't like flip-flops in general, and I don't like the kinds that go through your toes.
Uh-huh.
But also, like, sometimes it's nice to just have a thing to slip on and go, you know?
It's true. So what are we destroying today with our amazing vast wealth of fashionable knowledge?
Corduroy. We're taking down corduroy, but that's not the point of this podcast.
No.
We're not doing a hit job on whatever we're talking about. We are explaining the history, the function of corduroy. First, I mean, from the jump. Hey, John, what's corduroy?
Corduroy is it's got to be a blended fabric, right? It's not like cotton. Like, you can't grow corduroy.
No.
So it's got to be some sort of blend of fibers, right, that produces a very tight crushed velvet meets denim sort of hybrid.
It sounds like you don't know what corduroy is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, then fucking say it. Why did you ask me then?
Because I thought you would know.
I don't.
It sounds like you generally don't know at all what it like.
I mean, I know.
Like, if we went to a store
and I said, corduroy.
John, can you pick the corduroy pants off of the rack? It genuinely seems like I don't think you'd be able to do it.
No, I could do it.
Are you
just don't know
tweed?
No. What's corduroy made of?
You were talking about specific fabrics. It doesn't matter. It can be made of anything. It's the pattern of the fabric. It's like the way the fabric
is it
put
really?
Together. It's not like all corduroy is made of wool or all corduroy is made of cotton. Like you
really?
Get nylon corduroy.
Can you?
Yeah.
Are you thinking of houndstooth?
No.
Oh man, is this corduroy. The episode that like puts a thing between us? Are we fighting now?
No.
I mean, I don't really care.
Corduroy is a pattern of cloth that is ribbed for your pleasure.
Yes, it is a ribbed pattern. Yes, that is a good way of saying it.
It's bumpy. I'm doing hand gestures on our audio medium.
Yeah.
It's bumpy in one direction. It's like long. It's raised long lines.
Yeah. Well, if you look at like denim, right? Denim's got like if you look at it, it's got those lines, right? Like those little channels, right? But these are raised. They make little.
Yeah.
It's like fabric fjords.
Like just like fabric fjords.
Yeah.
Very good. And there's varying intensities of corduroy. You can like how wide the channels are.
So let me explain my position. That upset you so much.
I'm very upset.
So
I'm not upset. I'm a little upset.
Every pair of corduroy that I've ever had this very similar touch, like that soft sort of like.
Right. The raised part, you're right, is a little crushed velvety.
And so, like, I don't think, like, to me, I don't think you can get that with any fabric at all. Like, I think there are fabrics that you need to use to make corduroy. in order for it to feel like that. Because, like, you can't just bundle up silk and get corduroy. That's fucking stupid.
I mean, there might be fabrics that you can't do it with.
Right.
But I don't think, like, tweed, I believe, is classically wool. You can probably do, like, knockoff cheaper tweed with, like, polyester or something.
Sure.
But I believe it is classically wool. And I'm worried now that I've said that, that if... my friend Mr. B the Gentleman Rhymer is listening to this episode and I'm wrong, he'll be very disappointed in me.
Yeah. Used to people being disappointed in me. It's not so bad, Glenn. Just embrace it with open arms and move on.
But I don't think it's about what the what fabric it is made of. It
so
is,
it's more of the process that you put a material yes. through to make those
what's
fabric fjords.
What's that process though? How you do that?
What the corduroying, like to make it into a gerund?
How does one corduroy?
Well, it would be very labor intensive to do it by hand. So I'm guessing that there's some sort of, you know, machine, like post-industrial kind of process, right? Industrial revolution, like post that would
so
be
So when
corduroy.
Are we dating corduroy? Late 1800s?
Late 1800s, early 1900s, right? Maybe even like the 1920s.
For sure by like the Edwardian period.
You think?
I feel like it was around by then, right? Because the Industrial Revolution started in Europe before it started in the United States. So
correct.
They got a few decades on us.
Yeah.
So I feel like mid to late 1800s.
Yeah. You know, because and I wonder, like, right, like now in 2018, it has sort of it ain't fancy. You know what I mean?
No.
Like it's sort of like, at least in America, or at least in Eastern Pennsylvania and Western New Jersey. I feel like it's associated with like a lot of like, oh, look at this guy in a fish t-shirt and corduroys coming down here smelling like fucking patchouli.
Yeah, I think the pants in particular did kind of build a reputation for themselves over the years. I don't think I have corduroy pants
like
anymore.
I know, if I see someone wearing corduroy, like I'm never thinking, my first thought is never, oh, I bet they smell nice. You know, it's just not.
I don't know that I have the same corduroy pretenses as you do. I don't think you're necessarily wrong. Now that you've said that, I'm picturing some corduroy clad gentlemen and yeah, I don't know that they smell great.
Right.
I don't have corduroy pants. I do have a corduroy blazer.
Okay.
Specifically that I wear when I teach things.
And that that doesn't have the same stigma.
No.
It doesn't at all.
I think because I bought it specifically
because you saw Goodwill Hunting and you're like, I need to dress more like a professor.
Actually, I bought it as I was going as Sean Nelson from Harvey Danger for Halloween one year. And there was a picture of him that I found that I was using as like the go-to. And he had a corduroy jacket on.
I like that. Your choice of a Halloween costume ultimately influenced the way you dressed as a teacher.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you own a corduroy blazer and you're... You know,
you got to find ways to use it.
You're driving out to the banana factory on a Sunday morning to teach a writing class. Yeah, you put that corduroy blazer on, young man. That's what you do.
Does it have elbow patches?
I have a tweed one with elbow patches that I also wear sometimes.
Good.
But the corduroy one's a lot more comfortable.
Hmm. I don't know that. So obviously we've talked about the pants and the stigma there. The jacket is interesting. I don't know that there's corduroy shirts. Like just like a button
there
down.
Are
there really?
Yeah. They're not popular, but I've seen them.
They should not be popular. Who wears them?
Dickheads.
Somebody wearing a fedora.
I feel like that was a real 70s. There was a time where like a thicker shirt was kind of common.
Mm.
It seemed like amongst, let's say, hippies as like a general catch-all for dudes in the 70s who were like not... quite flannel shirt levels,
right?
But like I'm outside in Vermont and I need something with some heft.
What's a good that's interesting. Like, why was corduroy made? Like, it's got to be clearly
that's
fashion. There's no
question.
No purpose.
That
it's not
my
a
next question is why
it's not a work shirt,
because we didn't really explain how. I think some kind of mechanical
machine
product.
There's a machine.
I'm gonna say
it
gets extruded like pasta shapes.
I wish.
Like, you take some fabric.
Yeah, you put it into a pasta machine and it comes out as corduroy.
You put it through a pasta roller, style thing. We're like, right. It's got to be wet when you do it, obviously.
Uh-huh.
You put wet fabric that's loose, like not a tight knit,
mm-hmm.
like a loose knit, mm-hmm. and you squish it through.
And it comes out as Fusilli pants.
Yeah, with the fjords.
Okay.
But
right.
why?
But like, why? Yeah, because like, it's not durable.
My immediate thought for practical reasons is layering to trap air. Like air would get caught in those channels. It'd be very good insulation, but it's usually the outer layer.
Yeah.
So no.
I think it's just purely for fashion, right? Because like the other part of it is, you know, if you like, if you rub that up against like a sharp edge of a desk, you mm-hmm. could like put like a line, like, you know what I mean? It's not a durable.
They don't hold up well.
Yeah.
The only times I've owned corduroy pants, like they wear out pretty quick.
Right.
Like the areas that rub together, because I'm kind of a chubby boy, mm-hmm. it was smooth right out.
Right. And your butt. Right?
Definitely my butt.
Because you sit when you're in those pants, yeah. man. Got to rub around on that chair.
Oh, my
find
butt's
your groove.
So smooth in those corduroy pants. I think that's why elbow patches became popular, because the elbows are wearing out so quick.
You yeah.
gotta cover them bad boys up.
Yeah.
Can't fill that whole jacket
and
out.
Teachers historically have never been compensated fairly, so they need to reuse that jacket as opposed to buy a new one.
Maybe, like, rain runs off of it?
Nah.
Because of the channels?
Nah, it doesn't.
Who made it popular?
Some, like, Duke. Right?
Duke
like
some,
corduroy. Yeah, Duke Corduroy, named after the guy that made it popular. He's like, I want to look like...
Like the sandwich, right? The Earl right. of Sandwich. Mm-hmm.
This is the Duke of Corduroy is like, I need my clothes to look like those majestic fjords I saw last winter.
Because I feel like you're out there hunting.
Right.
In the
like late fox hunt,
1800s.
Right? Like
you're going on a fox hunt.
Bunch of
like,
horses, dogs.
Oh, look at all this tweed I got
on. Trumpet.
It's a little too hot, but I want to look like a fancy hunting boy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I'm getting all these burrs on me because I'm in the brush getting them foxes. So maybe because the channels, the deep part isn't as thick as the raised part.
Right.
So like maybe it's not as warm. As tweed?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm thinking back like Sherlock Holmes, right? Like I can't picture him wearing corduroy. I can picture him wearing tweed though.
Oh, so much tweed.
So much fucking tweed, right?
Tweed.
And he was a fancy
tweed
boy of that era, right?
What
so
about
like,
his boy Watson? He might show up in a nice corduroy.
So are you implying that maybe it's more practical and like maybe even potentially a military application?
Well, no, because you make that terrible sound when you walk.
Yeah. So like yeah, you can't be stealthy in corduroy. It's gotta be just pure fashion. That's gotta be it.
Beta Brand, which is a clothing company based out of San Francisco, they are not a sponsor, but I own a bunch of their stuff.
Yeah, in fact, you a few years back tried to get them to make poop emoji pants.
Yeah, I tried really hard.
Yeah, you had an online campaign for it.
I think they might have even been corduroy.
Corduroy poop emoji pants?
Yeah.
I'd wear those.
But it didn't get enough support for them to go through with it. But I still like a lot of their clothing. They have what are called quarter rounds, which are instead of vertical corduroy patterns, they're horizontal. So
I don't
it
know
goes like
yeah, I don't know how
around
I feel about that.
The
yeah.
leg, like tiny little Michelin man rolls.
Yeah.
The idea being that when they walk, you are not rubbing vertical on vertical and making
right.
that sound.
There's another easy way to solve that problem.
Not wearing them?
Yep.
Just go pantsless.
Just don't wear corduroy.
Don't wear pants.
Yeah, don't wear pants.
Just,
yeah, that's good.
Just Winnie the Pooh it everywhere you go.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of that Christopher Robin movie that's coming out?
Do not have any interest in seeing it.
I've never liked Winnie the Pooh. I think he's a fat, stupid, annoying bear.
You know.
I mean,
I'm
that's
not,
my hot take on it. But, like, I
mean,
I don't know. The movie.
I don't think we got a fat shame of a stuffed animal, but he is very dumb.
Yeah.
We can dumb shame him.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I just. The movie looks kind of cute. I might
no,
go see the movie, but I don't really like those characters.
Yeah, I have no real emotional attachment to Winnie the Pooh. I have some emotional attachment to Ewan McGregor, so maybe.
Your childhood rich with Ewan McGregor stories?
I mean, I watched Trainspotting a lot in high school.
Yeah.
So, a little bit. My daughter has a book of collected Winnie the Pooh stories. A lot of them are not very good.
Really?
Like, there are, like, later ones where it's, like...
Not the original writer.
Not the original...
Winnie the Pooh's a Canadian export, right?
No, British.
British?
The bear after which Winnie the Pooh is named is... it was at a zoo in Winnipeg. Hence Winnie. The original toys are on display at the New York Public Library.
See, now I would like to see that.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah.
They are real shitty toys. they're old, so you're not like, oh, I'm going to hug that filthy bear. Like, it's...
Well, I don't think they'd let you hug it.
No, it's in a case. They're very ratty now.
Yeah. Not made of corduroy.
No, but of course,
brought
corduroy
it back
the bear.
Corduroy the bear, that's a thing?
Yeah. Ooh. He's another popular children's story bear.
Huh.
You know what he's made of?
Corduroy?
Corduroy.
Yeah.
Or maybe just his suspender, his overalls.
Huh.
Might be. Corduroy. I don't know a lot about it. There's Winnie the Pooh, probably top of the charts.
In terms of like childhood bears,
beloved
probably. Yeah.
Children's bears. Paddington.
Yeah, very
big
close.
Big in the UK. He's gaining some popularity over here thanks to the success of two films now.
Now hold on though, because I had a Paddington bear when I was a kid in the 80s.
Right, he didn't. There was a cartoon that aired here, but he was there. There's no comparing the popularity to.
No.
He was.
Well, I mean, yeah. There you can make. We're actually like, comparing it. We're directly
like Mickey Mouse
it.
Level popularity in the UK versus like. Oh yeah, I sort of remember there being a Paddington here. Like,
it's fair.
The movies I think helped. I think it helps that I've not seen either, but I hear they're both actually very good.
Huh.
I was surprised. I thought my daughter would want to go see them, but I think it's we didn't take her to the first one because she was so young that I didn't think it would hold her attention if the only animated thing was the bear.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything she would watch was just cartoons. Like if you tried showing her a live action thing, just nothing. If it wasn't cartoons or puppets, she wasn't interested.
So, Winnie the Pooh, Paddington.
What are we even talking about?
Corduroy. Corduroy the bear. Are there any other children's bears before we move off of this? I don't think so.
There's a white one.
Are you thinking of the Coca-Cola polar bears?
I am now, but I wasn't before. There's some Australian koalas, even though I know they're not really bears.
Yeah, it's like my favorite animal, the red panda. Not really
not
a bear.
Red panda.
Basically a raccoon.
Yeah, adorable. I wrote a report on them in fourth grade.
I'd like to read that report.
If I find, I would love it if I still had it. I don't think I do.
That's too bad. You want to get back to the material? The fabric fjords of corduroy?
So
we got to wind down
our
page.
The purpose of corduroy, I think we've decided, is nothing.
Yeah, just fancy. Fancy pants.
Somebody figured out if you put fabric through a pasta extruder, you get these fun lines, and they're like, hell yeah, fancy it up. It falls apart too easily. It's good if you're a writing teacher.
They're comfortable. It's comfortable.
I like wearing that jacket quite a bit. It does make me feel like a smart, fancy boy.
Do you think it is a generic term, or do you think somebody owns the copyright?
I do genuinely think we are at least very close to the truth with the Duke of Corduroy. I think it is a person or, at worst, region, like Champagne.
Okay.
Like it's a
right.
Its name comes from the person who invented or popularized it, or the place where it was invented or popularized.
All right. Well, I think that's it for our page. I think we're grasping at straws at this point. We've done everything that we can for corduroy. So before we go to Wikipedia, got to take a time out and thank this week's improvised Wikipedia sponsor. Big shout out to solar powered calculators.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. When you don't want to use your smartphone to add up some numbers, go to a solar-powered calculator, because chances are that shit works, because it doesn't have a normal battery in it.
It's true. Solar-powered calculators. Just about the only thing you can do with a solar panel that big.
Solar-powered calculators, because companies need to put their logo on stuff to give away at trade shows.
Solar-powered calculators. You can't use them to cheat on your calculus final.
Solar-powered calculators. You never have one when you actually need one, but when you don't, you wonder why you have so many.
I probably do have a lot of them at home.
Yeah, and your like last name is written on the back of them in Sharpie, so no one steals them.
Yeah. Bill Tigger was a big proponent of as soon as you get something, you have to write your name on it, and I always hated doing it because it felt dumb. But then I bought Amelia a bicycle helmet recently, and I'm like, write your name on the helmet. Otherwise, Grandpa's going to be upset.
Oh, man. Use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout to save 79% on solar powered calculators. All right. Back to the episode, Corduroy. this article is about the fabric for other uses. See the corduroy disambiguation. Corduroy is a textile with a distinct pattern or a cord or a whale, as it's known as.
A whale?
W-A-L-E.
That's fun.
Yeah. Modern corduroy is most commonly composed of tufted cords, sometimes exhibiting a channel between the tufts. Corduroy is, in essence, a rigid form of velvet. Suck my butt, Glenn Tickle.
But velvet is how you do it, not what it's made out of.
But both velvet and corduroy derive from fustian fabric.
Yeah, it's fustian as hell.
Yeah, man.
Faustian?
No, I wish it was Faustian.
Oh, I'll sell you my soul if you give me some bumpy jeans.
The fabric looks as if it's made from multiple cords laid across parallel to each other and then stitched together. The word corduroy is from cord and duroy, a coarse woolen cloth made in England in the 18th century. The interpretation of the word corduroy from the French cord of the kings is a false etymology. So
get out of here if you're saying kings love this shit. They hate it.
As a fabric, corduroy is considered a durable cloth. Fuck you.
No. That's wrong.
That's just flat out wrong. It's found in the construction of trousers, jackets, and shirts. The width of the cord is commonly referred to as the size of the whale. It's the number of ridges in an inch. The lower the whale number, the thicker the width of the whale. Love a thick whale. Corduroy's whale count per inch can vary from 1.5 to 21, although the traditional standard falls somewhere between 10 and 12. Wide whales are...
So 11?
wide whale is commonly used in trousers and furniture upholstery, primarily couches. We did miss that.
Yeah, my friend had a corduroy couch growing up that no one ever liked sitting on.
So then there's a little section here called the primary types of corduroy are standard whale, 11 whales per inch. It's available in many colors. The pin cord, pin whale, needle cord. It's the finest cord. And then
I only fucks with the finest cords.
Hmm? This is the pigment dyed printed corduroy. Yeah, okay. So you dye it, whatever.
Yeah, you can dye cloth, Wikipedia. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Other names...
what you know about writ dye, Wikipedia?
Other names are often used for corduroy. Alternative names include corded velveteen, elephant cord, pin cord, Manchester cloth, and cords. I've only ever heard them referred to as cords.
I have heard them as cords, yeah, but none...
In continental Europe, corduroy is commonly known simply as cord, rib cord, or rib velvet. In parts of Europe, simply as Manchester. Corduroy is a material traditionally used in the making of British country clothing, even though the origin lies...
Oh, like fox hunting, for example?
Yeah, I would argue that that would be something that you did in the British countryside. Sure, Glenn. So even though the origin lies among items worn by townspeople in industrial areas... Corduroy has existed for a long time and was used in Europe since the 18th century. Only in the 20th century did it become global, notably expanding in popularity during the 1970s, as Glenn Tickle told you.
Because hippies love that shit.
Yeah. And that's literally the end of the Wikipedia page.
What?
That's all there is.
I really thought we were going to tank this one.
Yeah, like I don't even have to scroll.
Because you got into it. And I'm like, they're laying down some legit facts. But there's four paragraphs on there.
Yeah, that's it, man. We clearly won.
I think I'm surprised to say it, but I think we won this one.
Yeah, and for the first time, we're really pulling ahead. We've got a two-page lead.
Yeah, I really thought we didn't have a chance here.
This is the most disappointing Wikipedia page that we have stumbled across. Yeah. Yeah, there's no anything, really. You heard it all.
Yeah, I mean, we got some basic stuff wrong, but we got a lot of good...
Yeah. you know, it's in there. It's frustrating too, because like we clearly won, but like it wasn't even really a contest, so it's not that satisfying of a victory. It's like, come on, court nerds.
I think it's a real tortoise and hare situation, right? Because like,
yeah,
they started strong. The paragraphs that are there are dense and informative, but they just don't cover enough.
No, not at all.
We talked a lot about bears. They don't mention bears one time.
We talked about the cultural implications.
Yeah.
And the likelihood of someone to be stinky.
How bad they smell. We didn't talk about pants fires, but neither did they. It's a common...
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a joke in not all cartoons, but it's definitely happened where like somebody's wearing corduroy pants and running and their pants catch on fire.
Got it.
Because of the friction of their thighs rubbing together.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. We win. So it feels empty.
It just
really
looks like
does.
Somebody deleted half the corduroy entry.
It's possible. It is possible. There is a C also to Corduroy Road and Bedford Cord. There's only 6 references. Like, man, where are you cord nerds at? There's a lot to be figured out here.
Yeah, get on there.
But, I mean, I guess we'll take the win. So let's wrap this up. We end every episode by coming up with a fake fact to leave on this page. We don't actually do it, primarily because we're lazy, but also because we want to respect the Wikipedia community a little bit. But if you guys want to change it, we can't stop you.
Yeah, I'm definitely... I know in the past we've been playing it cool. We're like, oh, you know, we're not saying do it. Do it. Mess this one up. It's bad. It's only 4 paragraphs long. Just really get in there and gack it up.
All right, Glenn.
I got a good one. The Guinness World Record for most number of whales per inch for corduroy is 19.
They actually said 21 was one of the... The initial range in the top of this. Now.
Then 29. Because I was going to say a very high number, but I'm like, but then it wouldn't work.
Yeah, they list from 1.5 to 21. So 29 would be...
29 is the world record.
Yeah, it's pretty dense. This is some fine chords right there.
Because I realized, as I thought it would be funny to say like it's 1,000, but it would just look like regular cloth at that point.
Right.
It would look like a really high thread count sheet. 29.
Well, I mean, there you have it. Shout out to our sponsor again this week, solar-powered calculators.
Really crushing it out there, solar-powered calculators.
Yeah, more than fucking corduroy is.
I'm a big proponent of green energy. You guys have been around for as long as I can remember math. I don't think I've ever not owned at least 4 solar-powered calculators in a drawer.
Yeah.
And you know where they don't work? In a drawer.
Yeah.
It's not. I like, you don't even need very bright light to do it.
Not at
Calculators
all.
Don't require a lot of energy. Also, there's a couple of, there's a couple math problems you can put into calculators and get different answers depending on the calculator, which is because of the way that things are programmed before a certain year.
That's interesting. Fun. I like typing 58,008.
Yeah.
All right, friends, that's it for this week's episode. Remember to subscribe, rate, do all those fun things that can help us out, because we like doing this and we hope you like listening. Tell a friend. Tell your mom. Definitely tell your mom.
Tell my mom.
Bye.